We're going to spend some time now in the world of Boston's Irish Mafia. The alleged longtime boss of that mob is on his way back to Boston to face charges. James Whitey Bulger was arrested this week after 16 years as a fugitive. He's implicated in 19 murders. And what many people outside Massachusetts don't know is that Bulger's brother was just as powerful in his own world. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kirk Nickish has this tale of two brothers.
Take a guess which one of the Bulger brothers is describing himself here at the height of his power in 1992.
Autocratic, dictatorial, boss, those kinds of things.
If you said the crime boss, James Whitey Bulger, you'd be wrong. That was the political boss, William Billy Bulger, telling CBS's 60 Minutes how other people saw him. Billy held the longest ever term as Senate president, a position many here consider more powerful than the governor. Their two paths start at the same point, a working-class family in the immigrant neighborhood of South Boston during the Great Depression. The Bulger brothers lived in the projects. Historian Tom O'Connor grew up in the Catholic neighborhood, too, and says in those days there were three ways for the powerless to gain power.
One was the church. The other road to success was politics. And the third, of course, was what? Crime.
Crime is the road Whitey took.
He was formidable.
Peter Gelsinis covered the Bulger mob for the Boston Herald. He says Whitey was ruthless, but also very bright.
To be a criminal on the level that he operated, you have to be a successful politician. And he mastered that.
Whitey's brother Billy mastered politics proper.
I don't think it's an accident that they rise almost in direct proportion at the same time.
Gelsinis says you were afraid to cross the legislator, knowing who his brother was. And he says police feared if they went after the criminal brother, their budgets would get cut. But when Whitey fled Boston in 1994 to avoid arrest, pressure grew on the politician to say what he knew. Billy asked for immunity before testifying before Congress.
What is it that you thought your brother did for a living?
Whatever. It was vague to me.
Those vague answers in 2003 outraged victims' families, but South Boston friends like Joe O'Terry defended him.
We're immigrants' kids. And one thing when you're part of a minority group that's trying to break in and make it is loyalty.
But the longer his brother was on the lam, the more Billy Bulger's political power weakened. Eventually, he was forced out. Late last night, Billy Bulger issued a statement on Whitey's arrest, saying, like everyone else, he's looking forward to a resolution. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.